This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of The Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbucklethrowbacks and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Ooh, yeah!
All right, so that's recording. Let me try this for a second.
Let's do it.
Stop recording, yes. Connecting, stream time. Recording. And hopefully it works now.
Can you hear me?
If it doesn't work now, fuck it. I don't know what to tell you.
Can you hear us?
We're getting a call, so let's do that.
Let's do it.
All right. Good evening, Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Hey, how's it going? Rage.
What's going on, Rage? How are you, sir?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Can you hear us well? Because we were having some technical difficulties before.
Yeah,
I can hear you well.
Yes, we can.
Cool, so thank you very much. Dude, you know what, dude? I know you from the neighborhood, and I wish... Like, I grew up in that area, and we have so many mutual friends on social media. I know you from somewhere. Absolutely. So what's going on, man? Talk to me about this show that's coming up, because I'm so glad I'm getting involved in it. Yep. I spoke to Sal last night. It's 8405 78th Avenue in Glendale, right? Not too far from where I grew up in Ridgewood. It's a FTWWrestling.com is the place. Rage is on the actual poster. I think I see. Is that Grim Reef Run on the poster as well? All right. So I know a couple of the indie guys that are local. So, all right, yeah, so this is going to be, and I talked to Sal last night, he said he sold a bunch of tickets, so this is going to be a good thing. We'll plug it as we go along. We have a decent amount of fans at a local anyway. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun time, man. It's going to be a really fun time. We're excited.
Cool.
Oh, you got, oh. What?
Oh, nice. The old ECW plot.
Hell yeah.
What? Which Fed is that? Is that ICW? Oh.
Get out of here. Nice. No. Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, you putting your career up? It's got to end, yeah. Yeah, so a little bit about yourself. How long have you been doing this? That's fine. Yeah, so I mean, I didn't get back into the indies until a couple of years ago, until I became a stepdad. I mean, I was always involved in wrestling. I haven't gotten into the indies. I was excited about the product, and you know, it was. I don't know. I feel like there's a resurgence in the indies. Like it's. I feel like there's a resurgence in the indies. I feel like there's a bunch of, like, the feds are popping over everywhere in the Northeast, unless it's me. I don't know. I think he's cherry picking everybody and doing the NXT thing. Me and Choppy were talking about that a couple months ago.
Yeah,
how he's just cherry picking everybody and making that NXT like a farm for.
I mean, if you think about it, NXT is like the new Ring of Honor. It's all Ring of Honor guys now. If you think about it,
yeah, basically. So where did you train? Did you train locally or? Okay. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Bayside's own Matt Stryker. Yep. That's cool. So you got some knowledge at least. Not too bad in the ring. We saw you on tape.
Yes, we did.
Not terrible. Not terrible. No, you know what? No, as long as you entertain and as long as you come correct every night, and because that's, I think it's important. I mean, I go to these indie shows and it's a spot fest, dude. It's all spots. Everybody's getting their spots in. Everybody's getting the kicks and the flips and shit. There's no ring psychology, and it's nice. The kids all mark out for it. I think it's fantastic. Once in a while, if you can entertain, like genuinely entertain the crowd, and you get them emotionally invested. You've done your job as a performer,
yep.
And you know you go home a better wrestler, I think. Yeah. Yeah, listen, we're having problems with our feed. I'm going to add the network guys, so just keep talking. Don't worry about us. We're going to – but anyway, yeah, so you know what? I'm really excited I'm getting involved in this event because I grew up in the area, and my buddy Chris, his daughter, is in the school as well. So I feel like just going over there and doing some stuff with them, I think it's important to raise funds for a school that's a staple in the area. And with wrestling, it's a win-win, you know?
Yeah.
So, but, no, so, all right. So, so you've been doing it for a couple of years, and we saw you on tape, and everything's working out well for you. So, you're putting a career up tomorrow night.
Guys can get involved, my guys can get involved, whatever the case may be. This way, he's definitely going to make it there and be there. I feel like you're on. One of those things I know he couldn't resist. He couldn't try anything and everything to try to get me out of it.
I just want to apologize to everybody in the chat room. We're having this a feed issue. It's not our equipment. It's a feed issue. So I just Skyped in the proprietor of Rant EMAA. He's going to get us, hopefully he can get us going again. Every time I go to log in, it says invalid password. But anyway, let's see if that works again. Anyway, all
right. So, in terms of the indie promotion that you're working for right now for FTW, what are some of the top talents you could talk to us? What guys should we be looking for? Tell the audience which guys, besides yourself, obviously, but I know you're one of the top guys, but like anybody else that you could talk to us about that's really good in from FTW?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have Earl, who's a great guy.
Okay.
You have Wes Draven.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, I know him. Yes.
Okay. All right. And how long have they? They've been around for a couple of years, right? Yeah, I'm looking at the roster right now, and there's been a lot of guys that's been there. Let me go through the Brian Idol, Manny Labels. There's a bunch of guys here. Billionaire Ted's been there. You mentioned Westray, the Sicilian Slammer is there. Alpha Psi is there. You mentioned Jack Allo. Yeah, so it's a roster full of local talent, you know. So it should be a fun night. Yeah. Well, listen. What else is on the docket for you? You just doing these two shows and that's it, or are you doing anything else? Okay. Oh, we're getting an echo now. Hold on a minute. Double A, you there? Yeah, 1 second, John. We were getting an echo. Okay, I think it's gone now.
Yeah,
I think it's gone. Okay, good. Oh, I'm so sorry about this.
I apologize about that, my friend.
Yeah, the base for the network is down in Florida, so maybe the weather has something to do with it, you know? So, but anyway, all right, so let's move right along. Chop, you have any more questions for
John? No. I'm just super excited for the show. I've never been a part of an indie fed like this in this capacity, so I'm very excited. And I thank you so much for having us over there.
Yep.
We could try. Absolutely.
Definitely try to do that. We're out in Staten Island now, so we would definitely try to. If I come out tomorrow night, I'll definitely send you a message to let you know.
It's funny that you guys are in Glendale because where I work at right now is in Glendale, right on Cooper and 83rd Ave, and it's I actually work in the film business. We help set up all the TV shows out of Glendale, and it's I couldn't believe you guys are also in Glendale, so I was kind of like shocked at where it's at.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Is there any other matches that you can think of that are going to be like that are we should be looking out for September 29th?
There's quite a few actually.
Oh, very cool.
And while he's doing that, no, it's all right. While John's doing that, we'll plug it again. The Sacred Heart Slam. It's Friday, September 29th at Sacred Heart Catholic Academy. It's 8405 78th Avenue in Glendale, New York. Repping the 11385, of course. It's a 7 p.m. bell time. Myself and Choppy will be in the building. It looks like we're going to be broadcasting from there.
Hell yeah.
If there's an internet connection. If not, we'll just do a regular podcast. But we're very excited, and we're glad to be. I'm glad I'm going back home for something like this. I think it's a good cause. But can the chat room hear us now, or are we good?
Jordan Cobb just said he hears us now.
All right, good, good. And I think Sal's in there, too.
Yeah, Sal, can you hear us, too?
I think, all right, that's good. So Sal's listening in, so that's good. But anyway, and of course, Body Slams on the Boulevard tomorrow night at the Elks Lodge.
I can't believe the Elks Lodge is a classic.
Elks Lodge is a great venue,
oh,
man.
Oh, dude, historic.
Yeah, I went there last December for an ICW card.
Oh, so cool.
It was the last one. So, let's see. Sal, refresh your screen. Yeah, hold on a second. What's AA saying in the chat room?
Try refreshing the screen.
Yeah, refresh the screen. Definitely do that. I'm sorry, John. You there? All right. So, we have the match rundown, or we don't have that? All right, go ahead.
Read it off, my friend. Very cool.
Okay. I know Smiley. Smiley's been around. He's still wearing the mask, right? Okay, okay. Okay. All right, that's cool. What else is going on? No, it's okay. It's okay,
dude,
man. Time is on our side. We're the only show that's live tonight. We're the only show that's live tonight, so we're not constrained for time. You know, we figured we'd make some time for you so you can call in. I know you're a busy dude, but yeah. So while John's looking that up again, we can just go to ftw-wrestling.com. You can click on the banner there. The events are listed. The roster is there. They have an iPay-per-view link. They even have a shop for gear. They have rentals. I guess you want to rent something. You want to rent the ring? Me and you rent the ring. We'll lock it up.
Yeah, sure. Well. Oh shit! Get out of here.
There we go.
That's awesome.
There we go. That might be a thing to do a birthday party. So, all right. No, if that sounds cool.
Wait, now the school is in Long Island. Wow, you got four schools?
That's pretty cool.
Wow, that's crazy.
And okay.
Okay.
Okay. Very
wow,
cool.
Wow,
very, very
that's
cool.
Cool, man.
Very cool. So now we're even more excited to be a part
Hell
of something
yeah.
like that.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty cool. And that's a good segue, John, because you know what? Back in the day, there was not really a lot of schools for people to get involved.
Correct.
It was either like a word of mouth thing or like, you know, some boxing. Like, I don't remember back in the day, Johnny Rods had the Gleason's Gym.
I think it's still there.
They're probably still there. But like, there weren't many schools, especially in the Northeast. You know, that you'd go to, you know, they had places all over, you know, other spots in the country, but never
yeah.
here. Now it's like they're a dime a dozen, you
like,
know?
The only ones that can really stick out to me from the Northeast was probably like the House of Hardcore, and then you had, what do you call it?
But that's all recent stuff,
exactly,
though.
Exactly, that's in the 90s.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, enough of that. John, where can the people find you on social media? Mm-hmm.
All right.
No. Yes. Yeah. So tomorrow night we got Body Slams on the Boulevard at the infamous Elks Lodge on Queens Boulevard, not too far from where we grew up. And of course, Saturday, September 29th, Sacred Heart Catholic Academy. It's 84 05 78th Avenue in Glendale. 7 o'clock bell time. FTW-wrestling.com is the spot. So, John, anything else before we let you go? All right, definitely, man. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it last minute.
Thank you, brother.
All right, we'll see you either tomorrow or in a couple of weeks. Thank you, man. All right. So, John Reed, you can check him out.
Fucking dope.
I don't think anything's going on tomorrow. Maybe I'll try to sneak out there.
I got family stuff tomorrow.
Family stuff sucks. No.
Ring that bell.
Again, I want to apologize. It wasn't us.
That's not our fault.
So, before anybody, you know... I know it's a thing. It happens, you know.
Before anybody wants to lynch us by our balls, but it wasn't us, all right?
Hey, boss, are you there?
Double A? Ooh, nice!
Is there a reason why we can't connect and you can? Is there something wrong? We do something... Okay. Sorry. So we're good now. Everybody can hear us on your feed then.
Yes.
All right. Cool. All right. So thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. I know there's not much going on for you right now. So. Well, as long as you guys are safe right now and everything's
that's all that matters.
Working. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that it's, I want to go anywhere, ready to affect anybody else, but they keep shifting to the west, which means our impact is going to not be as aggressive. Every time it goes a little bit further to the west, the impact is going to be a little bit less. We're getting something no matter what. Florida's 100 miles across. The hurricane's 400 miles across. But that means that we'll lose power.
So, well, don't do that, dude. So it's safe to say that you'll be doing something tomorrow. Did I read that correctly? If you do have do you have power?
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. All right, boss. Well, we appreciate you holding up the feed for us, and I guess. All right, man, and thank you so much.
Thanks, brother.
All right. So, Double A is all good.
Thank God.
All right, so they didn't get any really bad weather yet. So we thank John Rage for calling. And guys, we apologize if you didn't listen. If you didn't get the beginning of the show, definitely get it on a download. Jordan Cobb is in the room. Hello, Jordan.
Mr. Cobb.
How are you, sir? Let's see. All right, so we... And now I'm all off track now because of
that's... Don't worry about it.
Because of the fucking... I hate when we... you know what? You can't really tell when we're going to have technical difficulties. Like, if it's on me, then I'm like, oh, man, like when we had Brell on and
yes.
We had too many mics connected and people weren't, it was just a shit show. But,
what we'll do is,
you guys go off here. I know you're pretty quick about getting the file uploaded. We'll rebroadcast the show in its entirety at midnight tonight.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, because we have some people from FEW and we have some people from Sacred Heart listening in. So if you guys want to listen to the beginning, me and Choppy's spiel for the first 10, 15 minutes of the show,
yeah,
definitely, you know, do listen to the replay on a rant on Rant EM Radio. So and Double A's going to put it back. I'll as soon as I get home, I'll put it up expeditiously like I normally do.
Look at you using the big word.
Oh, no, that's in my lexicon. Is I thought I used that word more.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus!
All right, I'm sorry. All right, let's get into some news, and we'll take a break.
Ooh, news.
Let me see here. What else is going on? Chat room is up. Chat room is working. You monitoring that chat room, Choppy? Doing all right over there?
Yeah, man.
All right. All right, let's get into some news that we can use.
And amuse.
Let's see here. Let's see.
Can I just say that video that Ric Flair posted up after the
let's get into that.
He looked like a melted candle, just like Matt Bowman said.
Yeah, Bowman said that on the Wizards.
Well, he looked like a melted candle. He does. He looks bad, bro.
Shout out to the Wizards. They had KP Burke and our own David Mega Powers. Dave's a... You know what? If you didn't know Dave, you'd think he's an asshole. He's got a permanent asshole face, that guy.
No, come on. He's great. He's asshole number one, and I'm number two.
He's our boy.
He's great. I fucking love him.
We love all those guys. KP's a funny dude. He roasted the dude Dante from Clerks, apparently.
Yes.
So there's some video of that. I think Tony Z posted it.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. Of course, the Wizards are on every Tuesday before the rant at 7 o'clock. Rant in radio, cheap plug. Ring the bell. But yeah, no, so the Flair looked like... I mean, he's pushing 70, dude. He's pushing 70.
Dude, you know, that's not the problem. The problem is they had the guy do a video right after a major operation. He had the fucking IV sticking in his arm still. If you watch the video, it's bad.
He can't... You know what? I had a little powwow with the hammer this over the weekend last week.
No. What do you
no, he... He didn't... I didn't know he never saw the Horseman origin. He never saw it.
No way!
Yeah. So he... So I walked into his room and he's like, how did they form? Like, how did this ever happen? I'm like, dude, you had to have been taught this. I know for a fact I taught this to you. I feel like a terrible parent now. So I sat him down again. I put the DVD on and we watched it. So we're watching it. And he said to me, he goes... So it happened like naturally. I'm like, yeah, it happened naturally. I said, Flair's just he's just that kind of guy. You know, he's very charismatic and, you know, he worked everybody and he was a great champion back then. He was, he defended in every territory. You know, he lived that lifestyle. Of course, now that's why he's very sick, you know.
I had a debate with somebody at work yesterday about Flair. He's a casual wrestling fan, this guy. And he was telling me that, Flair wasn't really that much of anything. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? He was like, yeah, he was just chops, and then he would just flop to the ground, and that was
it. Is this guy your age, around your age group?
Yes, he is.
So, see.
He's a bag of dicks.
I don't want to stereotype everybody from your age group, but, These guys need to educate themselves, man.
Flair was fucking... Well, he was telling me that he was Ultimate Warrior guy, so go figure.
And there's nothing... But guys your age are all Ultimate Warrior. A lot of them are Ultimate Warrior guys.
Fuck the Warrior!
But I'm just saying, though, it's not... Listen, the casual wrestling fan will remember their favorites, and that's basically it. The diehards are the guys that... And the girls that really get into what's going on. It's how can I say this without sound like a dick? But
sound like a dick, please.
They're not educating themselves.
Of course not.
That's it, and that's why I had to sit with a 10-year-old the other day and show him 2 hours of Horseman. And
you gotta understand, my generation is a millennial. We're millennials, dude.
Yeah.
We think that we know everything. We don't know dick.
Yeah, it's true.
And I mean, like, for a guy to tell me that Flair wasn't nothing, I'm like, dude. Watch Flair's stuff in the 80s, bro. He had some phenomenal matches with, like, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Barry Windham, Harley Race, Dusty. I mean, the matches were fantastic.
Steamboat.
Yeah, Steamboat.
Terry Funk.
Sting.
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 Where's my son?
God damn it!
You guys always do this to me while I'm not, while it's not up.
Sting. By the way, speaking of Sting, I saw this really, really cool Sting action figure at Toys R Us right over there on the Bell Parkway.
Oh. That's where I used to live. That was my last apartment in Brooklyn, right across from there.
Yeah.
Shore Parkway.
It was the Sting flat, the flat top, blonde flat top Sting.
Yeah, yeah.
It was only $10. I should have got
man.
It. It was the only one there.
You know, I'm in the process of moving, and I have that Junkyard Dog figure that yes. our boy Ray Mayhem gave to us. I want to open it so bad.
Open it!
I'm afraid because I think it's going to be worth money.
Fuck it!
That's right, Mean Gene.
Fuck it.
Oh, man.
No, there was a... Dude, they had some solid fucking figures today at that Toys R Us.
Yeah?
They had Mr. McMahon with a WWF title.
With the guinea t-shirt on? With
yes.
Yeah.
They have the Ministry of Darkness Undertaker there.
Yeah.
They had the Ringmaster Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's pretty dope with the $1 million.
Yeah,
dope. Yeah, that's dope.
It
that's
was
dope.
There.
That's dope. That's dope.
They had my Macho Man action figure there, the one that
the one you got for Father's Day. Yeah, you're welcome. By the way,
thank you, brother.
You're welcome. Yeah, no, dude. The kid got what the kid? The kid after the kid got from you, he got the Bucks and Kenny Omega from you for his birthday, and then after that, he got somebody else. I forgot who it was though. I don't know, but I was.
Oh, he got Hideo.
Oh, Hideo Itami.
He got Itami.
Yeah, right. He did.
He got Scorpion.
Yeah.
Toasty.
I'm sorry.
Toasty.
Oh man.
You know what Hideo looks like right now after his shoulder surgery? He looks like fucking Kevin Von Erich after the toxic sock. See that shoulder of his? He looks like he has toxic shock syndrome right now.
TSS.
Yeah.
Not the Times Square stores. He got toxic shock. You maniac.
I'm an asshole face.
You're an asshole face.
Anyway, so. What else news?
Really nothing going on significant. I did see the clip. I saw some clips from Triple Mania. It was a good card.
Was it?
The Johnny Mundo title match was crazy. Oh my god, it was like a ladder match, but they went balls out, man. It was pretty dope. What else did I see? I watched Global Force on Thursday with the kid. That Eli Drake guy is solid.
He's money, dude.
It sucks that they're bleeding money, man. Listen.
Oh, let's talk about
Jarrett, right?
Let's talk about that.
So Jeff Jarrett is in bad shape, apparently. He put on some weight. He's been beefing with Karen backstage. He took a leave of absence. So now we don't know if it's marital. We don't know if it's marital and money. We don't know if it's marital money and business. I mean, just another chapter in a very, very bad federation in terms of and Bully Ray was on Busted Open yesterday. And he said, once again, he goes to the guys that are in the locker room and the girls, he goes, keep your heads up. He goes, even when I was there, it was never the talent. It was always management. And this is what I was saying, and I said this to you, to Dave, to Scott, everybody who's on the show with me. I said it with the Shining Wizards. I told Eddie, and then I said, you need old school guys to run that business. If you like, when WCW brought in that pizza dude, it was a shit show. As we hear, look who's here, the Unsilent Majority is in the
building.
Yeah.
But when I'm going to borrow Choppy's body for a second.
Oh.
You're going to be my man crop.
So I said this to everybody, when you need old school guys to run the business. Even the management aspect of it.
Yeah.
If you get a financial backer who all they want to see is profit, you know, you don't want to be a Jim Herd and a pizza guy who walked in and said, oh, let's put the Ding Dongs as a tag team. TNA management's not doing that, but they're bleeding money. How are they bleeding money again when Dixie Carter's not running the company?
You want to know something? I think they would have had that with Billy Corgan. They would have had something good with Billy Corgan.
Now Billy Corgan owns the NWA.
Yeah.
Don't Listen, there's a they do smoke and mirrors. They're bleeding money, but oh, we got TV coverage in Scotland. We got TV coverage in India. You know, the UK. And I mean, don't tell me about a TV deal. Fucking do the right thing by your talent. Do the right thing by your fans, and do something significant.
And I've always said from the get go that it's like what Bully Ray said. It's the talent is great on GFW. It's just the fucking like. Like you said, the management, the ownership. I think they had a good deal. You said they need old school guys. They have fucking Dutch, there, Dirty Dutch is there, writing the stories. You got fucking Jim Cornette.
You got Bruce Pritchard.
Pritchard. Jeff Jarrett technically is an old school guy as well.
I don't understand why.
What the fuck is going on?
I have no idea why this class of guys, and they're still hemorrhaging money.
Seriously.
Like, you can only, all you could do is feel bad. Like, as a fan, forget about me doing a podcast. Like, as a fan, you're like, you know.
I'm going home.
You going home? Mm-hmm. Okay, terrific. Did you clean up in there?
Yeah, I'm going to come back tomorrow. I'm going to do it during the day. I'm losing light in there.
Oh. You want to? Oh, yeah, there's no light in there?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
We have to make it work somehow.
I know. Well, you know, it's fine for, like, living. It's not fine for fucking.
For what you're doing, correct.
Correct.
All right, sugar tits. I'll go home with Choppy then.
Great.
You going home?
He's coming home with me.
Yeah, you going home?
I hate sewing. I hate this.
All right. My wife is involved in a theater production. She's making costumes for this.
I'm doing a very good job, by the way.
Yeah, she's never did it. She's never did it before, and she just actually just like looked at YouTube and said, "I can do this," and she basically did it.
It looks glorious, by the way.
It, yeah,
you haven't even seen it. This is just like a shawl.
Yeah, but it's a shawl that we'll never be able to do, you know?
It's one thing, I'd be fucked right now if I had to do something like that.
Yeah, basically.
God bless you.
So, anywho.
Now I'm using Choppy as like my man prop. Can you turn around for a second, Choppy?
We're doing a show here. I need his, and he needs a voice.
He can input. Give me a second.
Oh, so anyway, as I was saying, I'll finish my point while he's getting measured for this
fitting.
For this fitting, I really, really hope they can get their shit together, because now they're finally in a place where they have the right guys running the talent. You know what I'm saying? They're mentally in a good place. Why they're hemorrhaging money? Maybe stop buying fucking airtime in India. You know, stop buying airtime in the UK. You know,
how about stop getting former WWE employees and paying them big money for nothing?
Yeah. So,
like, for example, why don't you get fucking Del Rio out of there for once?
Well, he's gonna come back.
I think he's garbage, bro.
You know what?
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
Good night, babe. But I don't see, dude. I don't understand. I don't know. I just, as a fan, I want them to do better.
Of course. I mean, I think putting the belt on Eli Drake is a great fucking move.
Yeah.
I think he's a great talker. He's good in the ring. It's fine. But then, like, you got, like, for example, one thing, you know what I like right now is Low-Key. Low-Key.
Who's gone already.
He's gone already?
Yeah, he left.
Why?
Dude, he walked out like 7 times already.
Are you fucking kidding me? He was great at LAX.
Dude, you're preaching to the choir.
God damn it, man.
Yeah.
Now they're going to probably put Del Rio in LAX. When he originally said he didn't want to be in LAX.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, man.
Dummy, yeah.
No, dummy, yeah, I don't have that clip.
Oh, dude, I love that clip.
Let's see what else. I watched some of Raw. SmackDown was better.
Of course.
The Shane McMahon Kevin Owens thing was great.
Yeah, they brought in some reality with that promo. I loved it. It was great.
He told Shane McMahon, "You should have died
in a helicopter in Long Island." It's terrible. Your family would be better off if you had just died in that crash.
He's gonna be the top heel in that company.
How much you want to bet he's gonna get the fucking WWE title?
Why not?
He deserves it.
We had a conversation about people deserving things.
You don't think he deserves it?
No. He doesn't have to have the title. This heat right now, what he just did on Thursday, I'm sorry, on Tuesday, it transcends any title. He got like real legit heat. like 80s and 90s heat, and that shit is hard to do in this day and age. Okay,
You know what he reminded me of with that promo? That's something Roddy Piper would do.
Absolutely.
Fuck my, he was so good.
Absolutely.
Piper would be like, you know what? I don't give a shit if you guys like me. I'm going to say this just to piss everybody off.
Absolutely.
It was great.
Absolutely.
And now, now, okay, yes, okay, he's the number one heel in the on SmackDown. Would you say so?
I think he's the number one heel in the company.
Okay, in the company, right?
In on both
if
shows.
The, if you're the number one guy, why don't you get the strap? And don't tell me he doesn't need it because he. Let me tell
I'm
you.
I'm telling you he doesn't need it. I'm telling you he doesn't need it because if you can listen, Piper did not win a belt until he was a face in that company. Okay,
and it hurt him.
It didn't hurt him.
No, not that it hurt
him. No, him. No,
it Piper, bothered him.
No, because he fucking left and made movies, dude.
It bothered him that he never got the world title
because he left and made movies.
And you don't think Hogan had a part in playing that?
But he wanted to make movies. He walked away. First of all, he retired, walked away, came back as a face, right? As they put him in the announce booth, and he became a face. But in the 80s, he didn't need the belt. He was the hottest thing going. Dude, if it wasn't for Piper, you wouldn't have WrestleMania.
No shit. Why do you think, like, don't you think he should have got the belt in 85 at least?
No.
He was the hottest heel. And then have Hogan chase him for the belt.
They didn't, listen, back then. It was a champion, like, they put the emphasis, they put the company on Hogan, okay?
I understand that.
The booking was different. But the booking back then was two or three people, that was it. There was no creative, no fucking, you know, vice presidents and CEOs. It was Patterson and McMahon. And probably one of the Briscoes and Rene Goulet at poolside, you know? It wasn't really... There was no... Like, Piper sold seats. Like, that back then, they used tickets to that meant now... They had empty seats in every arena now. So it's like, it's a different kind of booking. It's a different kind of draw. It's a different kind of atmosphere. I don't think Piper needed the belt. Would it be nice to put it on him? Absolutely. It's the same thing. Listen, Bruno Sammartino, and I hate to bring the Bruno thing up, but they only took the belt off him because he was tired. Like, Hogan wasn't tired. Hogan wasn't tired of making the money and the toys and the shirts and the fucking cartoon and everything else. That's why I hated them so much, because the heels were so much cooler. Bundy and Slug to me were cooler. Piper and Orndorff were cooler. Ace was cooler. Morocco was cooler. The only faces I liked back then were the British Bulldogs.
And Steamboat.
And Steamboat, you know. Macho Man was cooler. But you see my point. My point is, you don't always have to have the belt to be over. Kevin Owens, to me, is like a Piper. He's a heat magnet. He knows how to push a button. He knows how to cut a promo, and he's great in the ring. And I know a lot of people don't agree with me about that. But
who says that he's not getting?
There's a bunch of people that don't.
There are a bunch of fucking marks that don't know what's good wrestling. Well, he's a fucking great wrestler.
Listen, everybody's entitled to their opinions.
Well, let me tell you. Now I'll give you a scenario. Now they're not doing dick with Sami Zayn right now. They're not doing anything. After he's done with this feud with Shane, I was suggesting this. Do you think they should pair these two up together and make them a tag team?
Who? Steen and, I mean, Owens and Jinder, and yeah.
Yeah, Owens and Zayn.
It's been done before. They were tag champs before in Ring of Honor.
Exactly. Yeah. As Steen and Generico. I would love to see these guys as SmackDown champions.
I think if Sami Zayn was a heel, he'd be a bit better.
Yeah, because he's not doing anything.
Right.
Make him a heel. Yeah. Help him beat Shane at the next pay-per-view. I think they're getting Hell in a Cell, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, how about this? Have Steen, Sami Zayn interfere in that match, have Owens beat Shane, and then have these two together as a tag team and take over the freaking the tag team scene over there.
All right. Chat room is hopping.
Yeah, dude. Pastor's in? Wow.
Pastor's in.
I love Pastor.
Pastor's in the building.
Jesus! Oh, Chris just said Orndorff, Phil, really? LOL.
See, this is because I've known Chris since I'm 6 years old, right? Let me, quick backstory.
He's a big Hogan guy, isn't he?
Every kid back then was a Hulkamaniac.
Fuck Hulk Hogan!
Listen, every kid back then was a Hulkamaniac. Chris lived across the street from me. We were instant friends, right? And I was the old dog guy. And what sucked about it was his action figure was the absolute shit. It was just him posing. You couldn't do nothing with the guy.
You could do the stutter with him.
You could have. or the stupid torture rack.
Oh, the torture rack would have been dope.
No, it wouldn't. I hate that move.
You love it.
I digress. Orndorff, listen, to this day, we still have the beef.
Chris says, hey, ...
Because him and I had this 35-year argument that Orndorff beat Hogan in that cage match.
I agree. I think he did win. I'm not saying this because you're my partner.
Be honest. But no, seriously, all joking aside, I think every kid back then was a Hulkamaniac.
I'm all fucking around. I'm going to stop fucking around. I was a Hulk Hogan guy until Macho Man came into the scene. Once Macho Man came into the scene, I forgot about Hogan. It was all Macho for me.
See, for me, it was Orndorff. It was Morocco. It was, it was the Bulldog. Like, was
he said we made him the Warrior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, after and then look what happened to that.
Yeah. But, everybody had different action figures too. Like, we all didn't have, like, always the same ones, which is cool. Like, whatever I didn't have, Chris had. Whatever my buddy Eric didn't have, I had. You know what I'm saying? Like, we always had different. It was pretty cool. And I was the first one to get the AWA figures too.
They had AWA figures?
Dude, they had a cage. With a real ring. I had the Road Warriors. I had Larry Zbyszko. I had the High Flyers.
And you don't have that?
No.
Oh, you dickbag. No, How dare you?
Yeah, tell my mother that. She got rid of it.
Fuck, man. You had Zbyszko?
That ring is like $300 now on eBay.
Oh, my fucking God.
You know what else I had? I went to Florida, right? On my 11th birthday. I think it was when I was 11. I went to Florida for Christmas break. And I got Carlos Colon and Abby, and I had them too.
From WWC?
From the AWA figures.
Because Colon was there, right?
Well, they made figures in that same style, like the same.
How you had the Road Warriors and Zbyszko from AWA is beyond me.
Yeah, Chris had the working door. He did, yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
Fuck.
We were very, very imaginative kids, though.
Yeah, Double A just said AWA. I remember they looked a lot like the dollar store action figures.
Yes,
but all in all fairness, a lot of the figures that did at that time as well.
Right, they did. I had Rick Martel.
You know which action figures I really liked was WWE Galoob dolls.
I have Vader. I still have
them. You still have Vader?
I have Vader. He's probably in storage now. I'll break him out. Yeah, I bought him in a Walgreens at like 3 o'clock in the morning in the '90s on Queens Boulevard. I was dating this chick from Flushing, and I was walking her to the bus stop. Right, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I went to get one of those slushies at this convenience store, and there he was in the Walgreens. I went to Walgreens. I had to get some.
Do you remember how much you paid for it?
Like $9.
That's it?
I had to get protection. I was going home with the chick.
Oh, yeah. A gun?
Water? No. No, for the other gun. So while I'm getting protection, I was like, ooh. And I didn't want her to see that, like, I was collecting these action figures. Like, here I am trying to get some ass. But anyway. I got Vader. Yeah, I got Vader. He's cool looking too, man. You know what? Yeah, but my kid's got a bunch of action figures. You see the action figures he has?
Of course.
They're way much better than what we had.
No, I disagree.
I don't know, man.
I hate the action figures of today. The only action figure that I like from today is my Macho Man action figure. Because Macho Man's the greatest of all time.
I have the Horseman.
Those are dope, by the way. Those are cool.
I have the good Horseman, though. I have Flair, Arn, Barry.
And Tully.
And Tully.
Did they ever come up with a JJ?
No, they never did. I got the Freebirds. I have the Samoans with Lou Albano. I have the Road Warriors, of course. They're my favorite tag team. I have the Hart Foundation. I have Valentine and Beefcake, but they're not together. They weren't together.
You know which action figure I really like that just came out a couple of years ago? Was Pillman's action figure.
Uncle Tank gave Mikey like over 100 of them. He's got the... My sister Natalie got... My son, the Bret Hart with the flag.
Oh, that's cool.
Which we'll talk about tonight.
Yep.
He's got the Killer Bees with the masks.
Oh, that's cool.
You know? That's cool.
I like that.
Tank got him an autographed Jeff Hardy figure that's still in the wrapper.
That's cool. I like that.
He's got Scott Charles Bam Bam Bigelow,
ooh,
which is my favorite. Once in a while, I'll sneak away from
you. You know what was my favorite figures of the 90s?
What's that?
ECW.
I have Taz. You see my Taz, right?
You know what was my first figure?
Rob Van Dam. No.
Shane,
yeah.
Love Shane.
Yeah, I love Shane Douglas.
Because he had the chair swinging action. He gave him the chair, and he would. Oh, I love Shane.
Bro. Yeah.
That was my favorite ECW champion, bro.
Well, yeah. Well, my favorite's Taz, obviously, but.
Well, because he's from your neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, not only that, he's just a badass shoot wrestler, man. It was. Dude was like 5'9, 240, dropping people on the head.
Listen, I love Taz. He's like, in terms of ECW world champions, Shane is first, Taz is second, and I think third is probably, I'm going to say Mike Awesome.
Yeah.
I like Mike Awesome a lot.
Yeah.
I think he's great. Or maybe Raven, I'm not even sure.
My favorite ECW champions were Taz, Shane Douglas, Steve Corino.
Scratch that.
Huh?
Number one for me was number three is Justin Credible.
Justin Credible?
Love Justin.
It's Taz. Let's see. It was my favorites were Taz, Shane Douglas, Steve Corino.
Corino was good.
Corino was a good champion. Underrated too. I got to be honest with you.
Young.
And as much as I didn't like Raven, Raven was a great champion.
Hell yeah, he was a fucking great heel.
Yeah. And who's my other? I guess it's between Justin Credible and Terry Funk.
Okay.
You know?
That's fair.
I mean, they gave it to Mikey Whipwreck for a minute. He wanted to, you know, I know Sandman had it a few times. Whatever.
I know I'm going to know the answer to this one, but what was your favorite ECW television champion?
Rob Van Dam.
Of course, number one.
Of course.
What was number two? For me, it's Taz.
Yeah, it has to be Taz.
Well, number three?
Maybe Mikey Whipwreck.
For me, Shane.
Shane, yeah, Shane.
Shane was good at ECW. No, sorry. Eddie.
Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie was great.
Eddie and Dean.
Or maybe Scorpio.
Scorpio. Scorpio had...
Two gold.
Scorpio, two gold. He had the tag team championship, too, with...
Sandman.
They beat Public Enemy, I believe it was.
Oh, dude, so good.
I was there for that.
God damn, I missed that era. That era was great, dude.
All right, listen, we're a little behind schedule.
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry, dude. It's fine. It's fine. We're going to take a quick break and plug our friends, and we'll be back. We have and I hope everybody stays with us in the chat room, and whoever's listening on TuneIn, who sent that?
That's Nick German. He posted up on the page already.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had the ring, dude. I want that ring back so bad.
Oh, my God. These look pristine.
Dude, this is where you come in because you and your wifey go to these friggin' flea markets. And this is where you have to do your due diligence and hook your boy up and try to find one.
Dude,
for
that. Dude, remember, I got you the Piper, remember that?
The Piper doll, yeah. Oh, I love that shit. All right, anyway, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We are live on the rant. Thank you for everybody for tuning in. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but shit happens. And we'll take a really quick break, and we'll be right back as Choppy drools over these pictures.
Wow.
We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh, my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
Stop kicking our smell. I'm going to roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't played this band since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC.
entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
What's up, everybody? This is the Ace of Belts, Dave Milliken, WWE Belt Maker. You're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwback Radio Podcast.
Adam Cole, baby!
Live on the Rant, Terminal Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Rant Entertainment Media is the spot. Part of Shining Wizards Network, as always. It's Phil, it's Choppy, it's a chat room. Having a good time tonight. Hell talking about wrestling figures.
Yes. I love wrestling figures.
Yeah.
I might be going down this weekend.
I'm going with you.
If I do, I'll let you know.
I'm going with you.
Okay.
Don't go without me. I need some more socks. I do. I need more socks. I'm serious.
I get my socks too.
All right. So if you go, I want to go.
I think I want to look for some figures.
Yeah. We need to build the kids' collection. Yeah.
I think we need to build a collection for the shelving units in here.
Oh well, no, we have that. Wait till we. I'm gonna set it up nice in here. My collection.
My new goal in life right now. Try to get all these LJN action figures.
Oh, you can. You just they're expensive.
I'm not paying $30 for a fucking LJN figure. I saw a fucking Macho Man LJN figure at yesterday's in Red Bank, and I was drooling all over it, dude.
No, that's crazy.
I wanted it, and he was like, "Nope, can't."
I might retouch that Piper that you bought for me.
Yeah, it needs a little
paint. I might just paint them up.
That was my biggest issue with the LJN figures. It was just it wasn't heel hit with me. I mean, legit, I don't like him. Nah, come on, Pastor. That's not very Christian of you.
No, it's you leave Pastor alone.
Jesus. Oh boy.
At least Pass is not one of these rapping passes like this chick.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Oh, Jesus Christ is my N-word.
Yeah, he's my N-word.
Oh, I like that one. That's good.
Oh, man. Anyway, I'm glad my buddy Chris is listening in tonight, man.
Yeah, wait, where is he? Is he still on?
He should be there.
Please, stay on. I want to talk more about
this. Maybe he's in a chat and he's just, he's probably just listening.
Yeah.
We're going to get, I told Chris I'm going to have a mic for him when we get at the show. I'm going to set
up a. Is he coming?
Well, yeah, he's the one who got me involved.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's his daughter's school, so yeah, man, we're going to do it up nice.
Bastard's laughing at that comment.
Of course he is. Are we ready for the throwback this week?
Please, let's do it.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Yeah, Chris is still here.
Awesome.
So I genuinely liked this so much that I watched it twice.
It was a really, really...
I haven't seen it in 20 years.
Solid.
Like, legit haven't seen it in 20 years.
You know what made this pay-per-view even great? Was the fact that the crowd was hot, bro.
It was Louisville.
Yeah, but you go to Louisville now, they suck.
Well, Louisville was a breeding ground.
For a lot of these guys.
That was where Ohio Valley was that. So, anyway... World Wrestling Federation. This is September 7th, 1997.
Presented by Karate Fighters.
No, by
joking.
Close.
What was one?
Take guess.
I don't know.
Stridex.
No, is it really Stridex? Yeah, Stridex. The pimple shit?
Yeah. Louisville Gardens. Attendance was 4,963.
That's it?
Well, listen, you have to understand, those arenas are only like 6,000, 5,000, like that kind of thing.
It looked like it was a lot more people, though.
Nah, well, that was good production, dude. That's why WCW was so good. We're in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. There's not 10,000 people in Cedar Rapids. There's not 20, but it seemed that way. The next month, when we do Bad Blood, 21,000, and that was a lot of people. Well, again, St. Louis, and Pastor can contest this because he's from the area. St. Louis was a hotbed for pro wrestling. That was Sam Muchnick, bro. That was legendary status. Wrestling at the Chase, Gene Kaninsky. You had guys like Lou Thesz, and you had Holly Race, and you had the Briscoes and Terry and the Funks. All those dudes mixed it up in St. Louis. Dusty was there. Anybody who was anybody went through that area.
At that time, St. Louis was the Mecca.
So when you had, St. Louis has a couple of labels. It's labeled the best baseball town, which I disagree with, but that's neither here nor there. And it's wrestling, it's a wrestling, probably the best wrestling city, you know? So.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But this was fun, man. This was fun. A lot of, I mean, the biggest rivalry was Taker and Shawn Michaels,
which was just starting.
Right. But this card was so good, man. You had, of course, your host with Jim Ross, Vince McMahon, and Jerry the King Lawler. Now the first match was so good,
and that was and also considering the fact of Brian Pillman's limitations, it was unbelievable how good this match was.
Pillman at this point was deteriorating, though.
He was. And you know what was very eerie? Was that, throughout the match, the commentators kept mentioning this might be Pillman's last match.
And it was.
Yeah, dude. It was so eerie watching this.
Pillman was claiming to be the father of Goldust's child.
Yeah, I love it.
It was pretty dope. So, at one point, Goldust flapjacks Brian Pillman on the stairs and counters it with a bulldog.
Yep.
They take it. Let's see. Hold on a second. My computer. Whoa, come back, whoa. Computer. Come back. Goldie suplexes Pillman onto the ramp. Oh, you know what else I got from that? Speaking of Goldie, that same Walgreens where I bought my protection and the Vader doll, I got a bendy of gold dust.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I wish I still had it. Goldie suplexes Pillman on the ramp. Pillman takes it. They start brawling. Ref gets bumped. It's a Vince Russo match, of course.
Of course.
Goldust hits the curtain call. Pillman takes away Marlena's loaded purse and blasts Goldust with it for the win. And then gets Marlena's services at 11:07. Marlena was supposed to turn on Goldust and join Pillman. Another Russo booking, but we all know what happened.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
Really? That was the original plan?
That was the plan.
Wow, that would have been cool, man.
Yeah.
That would have been really cool if they did that.
Yeah. So, chat room is hopping or what?
Yeah, dude. I mean, Pastor's in there. Pastor's always great.
In the back, Pillman shoves Marlena into a car and speeds off.
Yeah, and then Goldust starts running, and he starts throwing shit in his...
Yeah, bathroom. Goldust loses his mind. Yeah. It tears up the locker room. That's pretty dope.
Very Ahmed Johnson-esque.
but very not Goldust, though.
No, not at
all. So this was, again, Vince Russo reality storyline. One of the good things he did about
and
the he, time.
And cursing and swearing left and right in that
dress. Yes, yes.
Very cool.
Yes, yes.
I enjoyed that.
I heard an F-bomb. I heard an S-bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What else we got going on? I forgot Scott Putski was I. Dude, listen. There are a couple of guys that tried wrestling after with their dad. Same thing with baseball. Like, when Yogi Berra's kid tried playing baseball, it was like, dude, you going with David Sammartino, the same thing.
It was, let me think of three guys that come to mind. David Sammartino, Eric Watts, and fucking Putski.
And Putski.
Oh.
At least Greg Gagne can wrestle.
Greg Gagne was good, man.
And Mike Graham's kid, Eddie. Eddie Graham can wrestle.
Mike Graham.
I'm sorry. Eddie Graham's kid, Mike Graham. Good. Mike Graham can wrestle.
He was good in Florida.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this Scott Putski, I forgot how bad Scott Putski.
So boring, bro.
Not only boring, but he was so, like,
one-dimensional.
He was mechanical.
Very.
Like, he was so, like, robotish. It was insane. It was so bad.
That injury, though. Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, his knee when his knee popped.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, nasty.
You know what was cool about that, though? They put the camera right on the dude's knee.
No.
And I'm like, oh, wait, his kneecap doesn't belong there.
It was like all the way up his thigh and shit. Oh, man, it was nasty.
And Brian Christopher went to pick him back up.
Yeah.
And then, like, punched him and left him there, like, and tried to play it off. Like, ha, 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 and got back in the ring. Like, and I was like, ooh, man, he's hurt.
By the way, Brian Christopher is so fucking over as a heel. Not even as a heel. He was so old. People were cheering for Brian Christopher in this match. Because they knew how much Putski sucked.
It was a 4-minute match. It ended his career, actually.
Did it really?
It did.
Because I heard that he had wrestled in WCW a couple times for the Cruiserweight division, Putski.
But sadly, Putski would be less known for that. He'd be more known for Missy Hyatt's comment for steroids that shrunk, and I quote her, "Steroids shrunk his dick smaller than a Vienna sausage."
Bring that down.
That's a Missy Hyatt quote. That's not me, kids.
Thank you, Missy Hyatt, for that.
So apparently Missy Hyatt slept with him and he had a small dick. I don't want to tell you. They had a recap of the problems between the Nation of Domination, Los Boricuas, and the DOA. So Farouk fights Crush. I'm sorry, it's a three-way. Farouk versus Savio Vega versus Crush.
Can I ask
Crush.
A question about this match?
Sure,
was this the first triple threat for WWF? I feel like it was.
I don't know, honestly.
Because they were explaining the rules of the match. I guess nobody knew what the rules were. Now you know what the rules are for a triple threat match. But at that time, it seemed like they didn't know what the rules were. So I was just like, wow, this must be the first ever triple threat.
Well, for me, when you go back, this goes back to the King of the Ring. The Nation lost all of their credibility at this point.
Yeah.
Even when they recruited Rocky Maivia. They, you know, it was like a thing where they lost all of their credibility, and the only heat they had left was with The Rock. So at one point, Crush hits Farouk with the heart punch, but Savio sneaks in and hits Crush with a spinning heel kick at 11:40. Bad booking, though, with the two guys. I mean, Farouk had residual heat from the Nation, right? Crush had some heat. Were from DOA, actually looking like legit badasses, though.
Yeah.
And they jobbed those two guys with no heat in hopes that all three guys get the heat instead of just killed the whole damn thing. So.
I was kind of very surprised that Crush was so over with the crowd. I don't know if you noticed it. They were really into him.
Yeah, they it was Louisville. And I hate to stereotype it, but, I mean, these redneck towns, they kind of gravitate towards the bikers,
yeah.
You know, that kind of shit, which is kind of sad, but it is what it is, you know?
It's and you know what is amazing to me is that I felt like Farouk should have won this match.
That's basically what I just said.
Yeah, Farouk should have won this.
The next match was a mini match.
My God, was this match good, bro?
Max Mini versus the original El Torito. Now, it wasn't the El Torito that was with the Matadors wasn't the same. Wasn't the same guy.
No, dude, this match. When I first saw this, I was like, ugh. And then it started off like
this was the Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio.
It was good.
It was a really good match.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
Max hits a Huracan Rana, but Torito blocks it for the victory roll. Max is settled for a sunset flip at 9:20. This was actually a really, really good match.
What about the Asai moonsault? That fucking
right.
My God.
The fans didn't care. The fans were not even into it.
They weren't? I thought they were.
No.
They were popping for a lot of the shit that he was doing.
Yeah. No, I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
When Triple H and Goldust first triple threat. Oh, I didn't know that. All right, cool.
Thank you. Thank you, Double A.
Thank you, sir.
So, what was deleted? Something was deleted in the chat room?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Matt Hardy did that.
I don't know. Oh.
Just was testing something. Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, I thought that, I thought something, never mind.
Okay, terrific.
Okay. Don't do that, man. My soundboard isn't up. Son of a bitch.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, so now Sergeant Slaughter suspends Austin due to his injury.
Oh, this was great.
Strips him of the IC title and the tag title. Austin comes down, runs down JR, runs down to Sarge, drops the title in front of Sarge's feet and tells him to give him 20. This is all proof that Austin needed McMahon, Slaughter, and the rest of the WWF suits trying to screw him. JR tells Austin he always liked him and hopes he can come back real soon. Austin gives him the stunner for the hell of it.
Oh, man.
Great stuff from Austin, I thought. It sets up Austin versus McMahon, which jump-started the business, and Austin versus McFoley for the first half of 98.
Yeah. I knew Austin was... I'm going back to my 13-year-old self.
Yeah, yeah.
And I loved Austin. But it never dawned on me at how over he was in 97. I thought he was way over in 98, but 97, man...
Those t-shirts.
Holy shit, man.
How many, and Kevin Castle said it 2 weeks ago, or last week. We had him on 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
How everybody, we all had 316 shirts.
I did.
Everybody had one.
It was insane.
Everybody had one. It was like hotcakes.
He was so good. Oh,
yeah, that for sure. He was definitely.
Loved him.
Owen Hart and the British Bulldog threatened to chase Austin out of WWE.
And it was like a babyface promo they were doing.
I liked, any anti-American angle is gold. Anything anti-establishment, gold.
Unless you were the League of Nations. I'm sorry.
It's either anti-establishment, anti-American, or Davey versus Goliath. And any of those three things
work.
No matter what generation you're in, will always work.
Of course.
And I'm convinced of it. So for the vacant tag titles, it's the Headbangers versus the Godwins versus the LOD versus Owen Hart and the Bulldog.
This is actually really good.
So the Headbangers were replacing the injured Austin and Dude Love.
Correct.
The Godwins were solid.
No, they weren't bad at all.
I thought this match was, even like the LOD was okay. And at that point they were falling apart, but you know, what's the chat room saying?
Pastor Sinel said they sold the 316 shirts at Family Dollar.
Did they?
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
That's pretty dope.
Double A just said, I might be the minority, but I like the term triangle match better.
Well, triangle match, huh? Okay.
Okay.
That's not bad, you know. Let's see. So the LOD gets disqualified.
Yes.
So they get yanked out because of they use a slop bucket and they.
By the way, what was going on with the LOD at this point? Is it because of Hawk's issues?
Hawk was out of shape.
You can definitely tell because he had a gut, dude.
Yeah.
And Animal looked pretty. Still looked good.
Animal really never changed a lot. He aged the way he was supposed to age for a guy his size.
And you want to know something? It's amazing to me how at this point Animal is only 37 years old.
Correct.
And he looked like he was fucking 45.
Correct. Correct.
And it's all the damage that they did to themselves.
Oh, listen, man. It's you live hard, you party hard, you work hard, you party hard. You're gonna you know, you get to finish hard, you know?
Yeah.
Saw him at Comic-Con last year. He,
oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was it?
He looked like a regular human being. Like,
was he nice?
I didn't get to see. I didn't really talk to him. I just said hello and walked by. He was like trying to, you know, shill his 8x10s, and I just, you know, honestly, I didn't. Me and Lou were there from Lou Rodriguez, my buddy Lou,
yeah,
from the Star Wars podcast.
Yes,
and Lou was, me and Lou were like walking around. Like I just, you know, I was gonna stop and give him a 20 and ask him for the drop for the show. I was like, nah, you know. Anyway, Hart Foundation were barely in the ring, if you noticed that.
Yes.
They, the Bangers go for a double team, but the Bulldog breaks it up. Owen goes for a sharpshooter, but here comes Steve Austin.
I love it.
Runs down, hits the stunner, gives it to the Bangers for the win. The Headbangers were almost immediately undercut after this. They put the, you know, WWE put the Godwin and the LED back on top.
Guess who just walked into the room?
Is that Nick the German Suplex?
Well, well, well.
Nick German Suplex.
What's up, Nick? How you doing?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, Shaylin's in. She just... Oh, wow. Look at that.
Everybody's in. Everybody's having...
All the regulars are in.
All the regulars.
Thank God.
From the trainer's room, Jim Ross tells Vince McMahon... tells Vince that this is shit. This shit ain't gonna fly.
I love it.
Then they profile the Patriot, right? And as Choppy rolls his eyes, and which
fucking hated Del Wilkes.
How do you hate the Patriot, dude?
Fuck Del Wilkes,
dude. And I remember him in Japan because I was still tay trading at this point. So I was beside myself, like, wow, they're showing like stuff from the, they showed him with Misawa, and I was like, wow, this is great. They did a nice profile. He did the gimmick from Global Wrestling before heading to Old Japan. He was in Old Japan for a minute. Listen, I know you didn't like him. He wasn't a bad wrestler. He was actually solid in the ring. He was he did the strong style gimmick for a minute.
I was still trying to figure out why he was in the main event. I mean, I understand the whole, you know, USA versus Canada, but did it have to be the Patriot of all guys?
Del Wilkes in the AWA writing traffic tickets. No. No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No. No, that was the state trooper.
Was it?
And that was what's his face? The trooper was, hold on, I'll tell you what his name. It wasn't him, though.
Yeah,
DJ Peterson was the trooper.
Oh.
It wasn't the, so.
Oh, Shaylin just said, hey, Phil and Chop, you guys sound different. Oh, that's a different story. You'll find out later on when we replay the episode.
Oh, yeah, you got to play it back.
Sorry,
thinner. So for the heavyweight title. Bret Hart versus the Patriot.
And mind you, Bret Hart could wrestle anybody at this point.
Yeah, Bret was great, man.
Bret was the man. And Nick German, he was the man. Your future father or whatever it was.
60 years old. He looks like a. He looks. I tell you, he looks like an old lesbian now. He does. He looks like an old lesbian. I'm sorry. He does. You see, Nick posted a picture of him today.
Did you hear what? Did you see what I said, bro?
No.
I said he looks like a Native American.
Dude, Nick posted that picture today of him, right? And all I could think of was, come to my window.
All I could think about was the Trail of Tears when I saw that picture.
He looks like a roadie for the Indigo Girls, you know? Or the Melissa Etheridge.
There's a link. Double A just put a link on there.
What?
There's a link on the chat room from Double A.
Maybe I'm wrong. Dude, it's by memory, so... Should I click it?
Yes, let's click on it.
He's not going to show me any porn, this guy.
He's going to show you.
Let's see.
The Hitman. Here we go. Oh, wow. The Trooper.
I thought DJ Peterson was the Trooper.
Oh, holy fuck, boy.
I stand corrected.
You are not the Messiah. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Hey, listen. I'm allowed to make a mistake when I do this by memory. You see any fucking paperwork on? You see?
No.
All right, exactly.
You're still good.
That's what I thought.
And then Nick German, what about that pic of Bailey's? Oh God, they're talking about Bailey's picture that was posted up on the rant.
Oh, Bailey's sister.
Wow, bro.
If those things aren't fake, then that runs in the family.
But speaking of
I'm
Bailey,
telling you.
Speaking of Bailey, did you see the pictures that were leaked?
No.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what those memories? I'll never forget those memories.
Thanks for the memories.
Okay, terrific.
Anyway.
Them areolas, I'll tell you.
Anyway. Oh, watch the table over there,
Spock. Oh, sorry, buddy.
We're not built yet. This is all temporary. Where are we? Where was I? Just had a. We're doing a Brett versus Patriot, but I had a paragraph written here. Hold on one minute. Oh yeah, Patriot hits the Uncle Slam, but the Bulldog pulls Brett out to the floor. Vader comes out. Vader gets involved. I didn't like Vader as a face. Patriot hits the boot for two. The Atomic Drop gets into a backdrop. Gets two more, but Brett hits two more shots on him. Brett goes for into the usual. Patriot fires back, but the ref gets bumped again. Uncle Slam, 1-2. No. They collide for a double KO spot. They exchange small packages. Brett goes face first into the corner. Patriot applies the sharpshooter, but doesn't have a lot of context in it. So Brett reverses it and gets one of his own and gets the win at 19-20. This was almost a 20-minute match. Easily the best Patriot match in the Federation at that point.
But we all know why, though. It's because of Brett.
Dude, the Patriot wasn't that bad. You can hate him all you want, but, I mean, this wasn't a thing where the Patriot was that bad and Brett had to carry him. Brett didn't carry him at all. This match was solid.
It was good. This match was like
I give it like a 3.5, 3 stars. Like, this was... There was no pause. Even with the interference, there was no... It was constant flow. Both guys moved well. The Patriot wasn't that all Japan stiffish, if you catch my drift. And we know Brett can work with a broomstick, but Del Wilkes wasn't a broomstick. I got a lot of love for the Patriot, man. I'm sorry, I do. I think he was a solid wrestler.
He was okay. But you know what? It's... Oh, Pastor Zadell just said bootleg mounting.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, man.
That was great.
Oh, man.
Will you stop?
No, absolutely not. Pastor, please keep on going.
And, of course, the last match is the main event.
This match was good.
Yeah, Bret Hart wins his match at 19-20. Now we have Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels.
This was good.
So we know Shawn cost Taker the title.
Yep, at SummerSlam.
At SummerSlam with the chair shot.
It was an accident.
Then he formed DX to save his own butt.
By the way, at this time period, there were so many goddamn factions. It was unbelievable. You had DOA, Boricuas, fucking Nation of Domination, Heart Foundation.
DX. Yeah.
Then eventually you're going to form the it would be the invasion of the NWA. With Jeff Jarrett, Barry Windham, and the Bombastic Bob and Bodacious Bart.
That was the Smoky Mountain, wasn't it?
No, that was NWA.
NWA, yeah.
Fucking Barry Windham.
So you want to? How do you want to get into this? You want to get into it where... because there's so much that went on this year.
Go to the interference. Interference was pretty good.
With Rick Rude?
Yeah.
All right, so Rick Rude strolls down and tosses Shawn some brass knucks, right?
Yep.
Shawn knocks the Taker out. Earl Hebner is still unconscious. Triple H and China come down with a new ref, which I think was what's his face, the guy who owned the bar, the heavyset.
Tim White.
1-2. No, Hunter takes out the ref in his failure to deliver the proper outcome. All three members of DX working on the Taker. There's no one to stop them. Take a count of Sweet Chin Music with chokeslam. Ref is still out. So Taker knocks Shawn out with his own knucks. 1-2-3. No. Taker then chokeslams Earl for counting slow. Taker was pretty pissed at this point. So like Choppy said, Tim White runs down and throws out the entire match at 16:04. Doesn't stop about 9 minutes, 9 to 10 minutes of Taker just beating the shit out of Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
Like, this was like no joke.
I believe he was legitimately pissed at Shawn at this point.
So Taker and Shawn destroy the others. You know, they take turns and just beating each other. Well, Taker skies over the top rope for the most memorable top rope history. Like, you know, mm-hmm. knocks over the whole crew like bowling balls.
Yep.
They tried to repeat the same angle again back in, like, I think, like, in the early 2000s with Taker and Brock Lesnar, but it just wasn't the same. This was like almost a 4-star match. This was really, and I'm not a Shawn Michaels guy at all.
Me neither.
And I didn't dislike Taker. He wasn't my favorite either, but this was a good solid match.
In Undertaker, like, you know my opinion on the Undertaker.
Yeah.
I think he's good when he has the right guy.
Like a Baron Corbin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider.
I'm not comparing Taker to Baron.
No, Corbin. We're not. I'm just saying. Look, let's. I joke around about Undertaker. I think he's, you know, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and I think this match was very, very good. Do I think it's better than the Hell in a Cell match? Fuck no, because the Hell in a Cell match was the first, and they would have a bad blood, but this match was just really, really good, done very well. And I got a question for you. Do you think DX would have still been the same if Rude would have stayed?
No.
It would have been different, right?
Yeah, way different.
Yeah, man. I was thinking the same thing. Do you think Rude would have still been alive? Because he went to WCW and he died in 99.
I don't know if him switching made him die. I think he just...
Because the drugs were really heavy in WCW, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Taker and Shawn's matches were enjoyable to watch. Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. Especially their matches when Shawn's about to retire. They were really good, too. What, in 2010?
Yeah.
They were pretty good. Considering the fact they were pushing 50. Fucking old guys. Geriatrics. So, that's end of the pay-per-view.
That is the end of the pay-per-view.
Insane.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. We're going to stay on for another minute or two, I guess. So, you guys have any questions?
Please ask us anything.
Double A, send me another
opinions.
One.
Yeah, please. Double A, I want to see this.
Oh, boy. What do I have now?
Hey!
That's it.
Wow! And they even give you, like, little sticks to move the wrestlers in?
They were gray, yeah. I never used them, though. Well, because I would keep one part of the cage down so I can, you know?
Yeah.
But, dude, I wish I still had this, man.
How the... Oh, my God. I can't wait to talk to your mom about this one.
Yeah, dude, that red around the that was, like, felt. Yeah.
They use legit felt on that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't stickers.
I'm truly jealous.
If you could find one for me, Christmas is coming, but...
I had a great time with you guys on Sunday. He's
going to make me click on this link, too.
Of course,
too. Yeah.
That looks like a New Japan deal ring. Look at that. That's beautiful.
I wish I still had mine. I really wish I still had mine. I'm so depressed I don't have it no more.
You better blame your mom for that one.
Yeah. So, what's Nick German saying? I can't see
it. He says, anyone near Philly? ? I will be there Monday through Wednesday.
Surfer. Surfer's in Philly. Midnight Jury's in Philly.
Yeah, talk to Mike.
Talk to Mike Norenganger. He might be around hanging out with you for a minute. But definitely hook up with Surfer. I know Surfer. I met Surfer.
I have not.
Yeah, Surfer's cool.
But I heard he's a nice guy.
He is a very nice guy. Rest in peace to his toaster oven, though. Apparently he died the other day.
Oof.
This guy has no luck with appliances lately, apparently. His fridge died. His toaster died. That dude needs, like, a hug and some Hot Pockets, you know? So
does he still have his microwave?
I don't know.
If he has a microwave, then Hot Pockets are good to go.
Surf, if you're listening, see if...
Oh, here we go.
We got a question?
From Shaylin. With the situation involving Anthem Sports selling Impact /GFW, do you guys think WWE will finally be the buyers?
If Vince buys it, it'll be for the library. That's it.
What about for the rights to use the Broken Hearted gimmick?
Not if they're going to put Jeff in a singles role. Unless they do.
No, well, he lost to the Miz, so that's not going to happen.
But yeah, but they're not going to stop. They may keep the role. They may keep him in the singles role.
Listen, I will love to see Matt as Broken Matt in WWE.
If they can pull it off again, they'd be gold.
I'm telling you right now, if Matt Hardy gets that broken gimmick approved in WWE,
but Vince is not going to buy Global Force.
I'm not saying he's going to buy Global Force
just for that gimmick.
He's going to buy the library. He's probably going to pick up a couple of guys that he wants, and then he might even acquire the broken gimmick.
Okay, that's
thoughts
fair.
I forgot about this one. What are your thoughts on a live Raw on Christmas?
Oh, yeah, they're doing Christmas and New Year's.
I think New Year's doesn't bother me. I think Christmas Eve is bullshit.
Christmas Day.
I thought it was Eve.
No, Christmas Day is on a Monday this year.
Oh, my God. I think it's bullshit, dude.
Yeah, it's bullshit. I
mean, okay, back in the 80s, they used to do it all the time.
They did it at night, though. I mean, they would do Thanksgiving. They wouldn't do Christmas.
They would. I could have sworn they did Christmas.
I don't think they did it on Christmas.
I just think it's a little shitty that you're going to make these guys go away from their family. Nothing ever happens on Christmas, though. And then I've been told that the reason they're doing the show on live on Christmas is because USA asked for it.
Oh.
Double A just said this is the first WWE show since 1986.
For Christmas.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't...
Ah, dude, it fucking blows. Listen... I feel bad for those guys.
You know, with my field of work, sometimes I don't get a holiday. So, yeah. You know, we're 24/7, you know, operation because we're life-saving, but...
Nick German just said, keep in mind, Christmas 2018 is a Tuesday. SmackDown.
Well, this is USA getting bad ratings. I'm sorry, dude. For them to say that they want a show on Christmas and New Year's, that's telling you that the ratings suck. Do something about it. That's basically what it is. It's USA telling Vince, listen, eat the shit or get off the pot. That's basically what he's saying. I don't know. I don't have any other explanation for it.
I have a feeling that USA is going to be like, hey, Vince, I'm sorry, but this is just not working for us anymore.
Yeah.
You need to go somewhere else because we're not going to renew you guys. Same deal that happened with them when they went to Spike. Remember when the Raw went to Spike or TNN?
Yeah.
Back in like 2001.
Right.
Yeah, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed there until about 2005, 2006. And I feel bad for Triple H, man, because he's been creating stars in NXT, and they're getting shit.
You know what I would do?
What's that?
I'd say, the hell with TV, do everything on the network.
Yeah, remember that?
Just
do everything on the network. If you do everything on the network, you're going to get more subscriptions. And then on top of that, you can do whatever you want on the network. You don't have to worry about accommodating investors, you know? Because most of the time,
you're a publicly traded company, so at that point, there's a responsibility there.
Still push the envelope.
Yes, you can.
A little bit more.
Right. That's not the direction they're going in, unfortunately. So the whole pushing of the envelope thing is few and far between now because they're not getting that audience anymore. They want another niche audience, right? That's what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's for me, it would be a win-win. You know, and you're right. They would get more subscribers, and it would be more of an edgier show.
Now you
can make Raw 2 hours again if you just go to a network thing.
Yeah.
And you can have all the programming. Listen, you already have 205. You got NXT. There's programming almost the entire week. You could do like a talk show like when they had Tuesday Night Titans. You can do shit like that. You can have guys who are not wrestling get involved. Guys and girls would get more legends shit going on.
Yeah.
You could do more like live specials. Like, hey, we're broadcasting. You could broadcast house shows like MSG used to do. You know, the MSG network.
Yeah.
So.
Double A just said, don't worry, Choppy. Maybe FX will pick up Mr. Robot. LOL. That's fucking great.
You were on that show. Didn't you work on that show?
I was on that for like 3 months. Now I'm working on this movie called Detective Chinatown Part 2.
Part 2. Because Part 1 was a stellar performance.
Apparently, it was a big deal in China.
Yeah, apparently.
And now the Chinese are coming over.
It's cheaper.
It is cheaper to do it over here.
It's cheaper.
Even though they're spending like $200,000 a day to film in fucking Hewlett, New York. Hewlett. Which is like exit 21 on the belt.
On the belt? No.
Yeah.
Hewlett, Long Island.
Yeah, Hewlett, Long Island, because I was on the belt.
Okay, that's the Nassau Expressway or something like that.
Oof, what a shit show. It literally took me. I got left. I had to be at work at 10 o'clock on was it Thursday? I left the house at 7:30. I did not get there until 9:30. It took me 2 hours to get there.
What is past the saying in general?
If they go full network, they should isolate themselves. I agree.
They would isolate themselves.
I would.
So what?
Let them.
You're not getting the ratings. For them to have shows on Christmas and New Year's in 2017 and 18. You're telling me that it's going to make a difference? You're not getting the ratings.
You're not.
You're going to get beat by Monday Night Football again. You're going to get beat by the NBA Finals again.
Their ratings are probably similar to what TNA was getting 7 years ago.
Dude, TBS does baseball playoffs, right?
Yes.
They're going to beat them in the playoffs.
Yeah, of course.
For Tuesdays and Mondays. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter who's in the playoffs. It could be the Arizona Diamondbacks. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're going to get beat in the
playoffs. Wrestling is not popular. You know what I was watching this week that blew my mind? I was watching an episode of a 2006 Raw. Oh, no, 2005 Raw, where Kurt Angle was feuding with John Cena over the WWE title, and Eric Bischoff was going to award the belt to Kurt Angle for John Cena attacking Eric Bischoff. And I was enjoying the fuck out of that episode. Why can't it be like Ruthless Aggression era?
Right. Kind
of? It doesn't have to be Attitude era.
Right.
Because at least the Ruthless Aggression era was a little bit more PC, where you can still do edgy shit and not totally offend everybody out there. But, like, they're not doing that, man. I'm not saying start saying shit, fuck, damn, that, this, and the other thing. But, like, incorporate some blood in some of the matches. Because when I watch a Hell in a Cell match, it's boring as shit.
Right.
There's no blood.
Right.
And then you said it yourself. When you did a Hell in a Cell or a cage match, it was to finalize a feud.
Yeah, they had a bullshit cage match on Monday.
Yeah!
With Big Show and Braun Strowman.
Yeah, why?
For no reason.
It was a throwaway match, dude.
Exactly.
Bullshit.
It was
a good match, but did we need to see a cage match?
No.
No.
They're just trying to boost the ratings.
Ugh, it's terrible.
They're trying to boost the ratings, Chop. That's what they're doing, bro.
I can't stand it.
It's what they're doing, bro.
But I'll tell you right now, I do agree with you. It's much more enjoyable to watch Raw on Hulu than it is to watch on TV.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's that condensed.
The 90 stuff. Minutes. The 90-minute Raw is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any questions for us, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, Double A just said, I think in... Double A just said, I think in 2019. What would happen in 2019, Double A? Trying to see.
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, he was answering Nick German. Oh, the TV contract expires.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm not surprised. Okay.
Okay.
Any questions for us? Any more? Oh, nice.
Hey-o.
Hey-o, I like that.
I hit the bell on accident. I'm getting text messages.
That was on purpose.
No. It really wasn't. It really wasn't.
Oh, my God. Christy Hemme just announced that she's pregnant with quadruplets.
Is she really?
Yes, she is. I didn't even know she could produce quadruplets. I thought she could only produce like half a baby.
That's four kids, right?
Yes, it is.
My math is terrible.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible.
What else?
I don't know. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we go off the air?
We talk about how great you are of a person?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just think you're a great guy.
Well, thank you, pal.
Plus, if they leave the USA Network, then USA wouldn't be able to piggyback new shows behind Raw to get ratings bump. #Christy, # psych, LOL.
Again.
Oh, that's right. Corey Graves is on SmackDown because JBL left.
JBL left.
He's gone.
And...
Don't they say it's too much Corey? Question mark?
Corey Graves is good enough to hold down both shows. I think that... They don't have any faith in the rest of the talent to put somebody else in that seat because Corey Graves is so good.
Do you know who's doing 205 Live now?
Nigel McGuinness.
Yeah, I knew you saw that.
Hello, Nigel McGuinness.
Fucking cunt.
Hello, Nigel. You're done yelling, mate.
Oh my god, I'm surprised you didn't say ROH on 205 Live.
You know what, Nigel?
Better cunt. Better cunt.
Yeah, that's right. I like Corey Graves, man. I think he's solid.
He's very good.
I'm glad JBL's off TV though.
Fuck yeah, he's out of touch. He's too old.
I can't with him, man. He's too.
I thought he was good in 2006 with Michael Cole on SmackDown. I thought he was really good.
What the hell with him, man?
He was good.
I can't stand him.
Do you guys think Mauro Ranallo will be brought back to SmackDown now that Jimmy? No, it's not going to happen. No.
You know what? That could happen.
It's not.
But I think Mauro is
happy
in his role now in NXT. He's doing boxing. He's doing MMA. He's got a lot on his plate. That guy is gonna be, and he's doing a podcast too. Apparently, so that dude is good where he is.
Does he do one with Joe Rogan?
No, Joe Rogan does his own, I think.
I thought he was the one with Joe Rogan as well. Mauro.
Maybe. Well, I don't know.
I may be wrong. Anyways.
I just read that he does a podcast. I've never heard it. So.
Yeah, Mauro works once or twice a month for NXT. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right,
Double A. That's perfect. It's perfect for him. Yeah, why not?
My man's making like triple money now.
Yeah, God bless him, man. God bless him. It's a good thing, man.
Oh my goodness, Suwasina! That's what he says all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I still have JR bias. I just don't care about anybody. Yeah, JR is the pinnacle. A lot of people would say, but JR would disagree with you guys. He would say that Gordon Sully was the pinnacle.
With Gordon Sully here, he hit a suplex.
With a suplex.
On Jack Briscoe.
I wasn't a big Gordon Sully fan. I thought he was very, garbage.
Nah.
I thought Jack Russell was great.
Who?
Russell was his name from Memphis?
Lance Russell.
Lance Russell, sorry.
Jack Russell's a dog.
Yeah, Jack Russell, sorry.
Russell was good. And, this is Lance Russell. And let me tell you something, Jerry Lawler. You got some nerve, you and Jimmy Hart coming out here talking all sorts of trash.
You know who's the greatest color guy?
Who?
Dusty Rhodes, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Dusty Rhodes, baby.
This is the best I've ever seen. No.
With them flippity flip flaps.
No.
The Taskmaster had an idea to go. But Benoit fighting back.
Love it.
This is the best I've ever seen when you talk about street fighting
about
anywhere right here. With a back there with security. Wow. I tell you, you're talking about.
There's a lady.
Can
you believe that?
Great.
Yes, I can.
She didn't stop. Extremely underrated as a commentator. And Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone would agree.
Where's he going? He's throwing down the laundry chute now.
Yeah, Bob Caudle was good. I like Bob. Bob was good.
Dude, why don't you? No, not me, Nick. Choppy, why don't you do something in your native language?
Oh fuck, man, you gotta put me on the spot.
No, just call a spot. So do something.
Oh man, it's hard because I'm worried that they don't match. Damn it! I can't think of anything. Fuck. Let me think about it. You just ask questions to Phil, and I gotta think something right.
Just say something. Like just say that was an incredible move by by fucking
Hugo B. Griebel, John Cena.
There you go.
El John Cena.
Azuka!
Azuka! Santo gigante! Suma!
Oh, man.
Gasolina para culo! That's bad. Sorry, guys.
That was the best I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dusty.
Oh, man.
How's baby Logan is a nightmare.
Was he a nightmare?
Why? Because he doesn't let me sleep.
No, the best was we left Nick last week. We're on our way home, and the kid took a shit in the car. And he was in the back seat with wifey, and dude, it stunk so bad. He waited. He was like, "I'm just gonna take a shit," and like you could tell she's like, "Oh, are you pooping, Logan?" All of a sudden, I was like, "Oh, he's pooping, all right." He dropped some sediment, serious sediment.
Yo, the German just said Juan Cena.
Juan Cena.
El campeón de Salvador Gigante, Juan Cena.
All right, let's get out of here.
Let's get out. Put some John Cena music on.
No, I'm going to put John Cena on. Chris, if you're listening, buddy, this one's for you.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway.
Down with the sickness. Oh, no.
Yeah. This is Stupefy.
Stupefy, stir.
Yeah.
Good shoe.
Anyway. I want to thank John Rage for coming on.
Thank you, John.
I want to thank Sal in the chat room. I apologize for the technical difficulties. You can listen to all of this probably between midnight and 1 a.m. I'm going to play the whole thing. I have to piece it all together now. But anyway, Thank them for hooking us up. We're going to have a great time at that show on September 29th.
That's going to be fucking great.
Right? Let's see. What else is going on? I think that's it, man. Go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, of course. Tomorrow night, there might be a special rant with Double A and Tony C. They'll be greened in. God, please, please, God, watch over them. Please, and watch over our families and friends down south. What else is going on? Go to rantamradio.com, of course. On Sunday, we have Surfer and his comic book show. What are you reading? Comic book show. Monday, we have the Sports Report. Tuesday, Shining Wizards in the Rant. Thursday is Rant and Wrestling. We're back on Friday next week. Make it a throwback for you. What else is going on? Let's see.
I might be getting a hand job when I get home.
That's dope. Anyway. Yeah, go buy a shirt, prowrestlingtees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. You want to email us, it's TurnbuckleThrowbacks1@gmail.com. You want to tweet us, it's @TBuckleTBacks and @Choppy.
Choppy2984, assholeface.
Asshole. Assholeface would be a good handle for you.
Yo, hashtag assholeface on my Twitter handle.
Hashtag assholeface.
It'd be dope if you guys did that.
Thank you very much, AA, for opening the feed and fixing it for us. I don't know what happened there. No clue. But it's fixed. We did it. We did a good show tonight.
Yeah, too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yep.
Right. And I think that's it, man. Anything else?
No.
So, again, for my tag team partner, Choppy, for AA, for the chat room, for everybody listening.
We love you guys.
Take care of yourselves, each other. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Don't say the N-word. Be kind to animals. And please, God, watch over our friends and family down south.
Yes.
This weekend. And
don't get the HIV.
Don't get the HIV.
Or herpes.
You throw me off here.
Sorry.
Knucklehead. That's going to be it for us. So see you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.
Look in my face, look in my soul.